Jason Hensley with the End of Week Encouragement podcast, and in this episode, we are going to be talking about the resurrection of Jesus. Now, I got to tell you, I love this topic, and the reason that I love it so much is because this is really what everything revolves around in our faith. Our faith is based upon the fact that we believe a man, through the power of God, conquered death 2,000 years ago. Because without that, there'd be no hope for anything. Everything that we believe revolves around the resurrection of Christ. As the Apostle Paul says in 1 Corinthians 15, that if Christ is not raised, then we're still in our sins, and our faith is vain. So everything revolves around him and his resurrection. Now, the reason that this is so interesting for us, then, not only is because it's a crucial piece of our faith, but because, in fact, when talking about his own resurrection, the Lord Jesus explained that his resurrection was something, in fact, that the entire Hebrew scriptures supported. Just listen to this. This is Luke chapter 24. It starts here in verse 44. Luke 24, verse 44 says, "Then he said to them, 'These are my words that I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and the prophets and the Psalms must be fulfilled.' Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures and said to them, 'Thus it is written that the Christ should suffer and on the third day rise from the dead.'" Now, there's a couple of interesting things here. First of all, the Lord Jesus says that everything written about him in the law, the prophets, and the Psalms had to be fulfilled. He gives three sections there. Now, the Hebrew scriptures had three sections. They still do, called the law, the prophets, and the writings. And can you guess the major book in the writings? It's the book of Psalms. So probably what's going on here is he's referring to the entire Hebrew Bible. He's saying that the whole Hebrew Bible here taught, here's the second interesting thing, that the Christ would suffer and on the third day rise from the dead. So here's how this all comes together. The resurrection of Christ is crucial for us and for our faith. And in fact, the Lord Jesus asserts that the entirety of the Hebrew Bible taught his resurrection. So I have a challenge for you. Here's your encouragement for the week. Spend time this week thinking about all of the passages in the Hebrew Scriptures that teach the resurrection. It becomes almost overwhelming. I just think it's awesome to do. You know, if you stop and you think about it, and you think about the stories that you know of, all the types of Christ. So just think about this. How about Abraham and Isaac in Genesis 22? Right, you have Isaac almost about to be sacrificed, and then all of a sudden, he is alive again. There's a picture of resurrection. How about Saul and Jonathan? Saul is about to kill Jonathan, and yet Jonathan is delivered out of his hands. It's a picture of resurrection. How about the story of Hezekiah when he becomes sick? He's sick, and then 3 days later, he's well again. How about Jonah when he's in the belly of the fish for 3 days and three nights? How about Esther with the story of Mordecai and Haman? And Haman is killed and Mordecai is alive, by the way, on the 17th day of the first month. Now I'll let you just think about that, because I'd like to suggest to you, I think the Lord Jesus was raised on the 17th day of the first month. How about Daniel? Daniel in the lion's den. He goes down and then he comes back up miraculously. This is the picture of resurrection. It's on every page. It's all over the place. And if there were just maybe one or two, you'd say, oh, okay, yeah, I think you're reading it into that. But when you start to notice that these aren't just stories of a fresh start or something like that. These are stories where you have 3 days coming out, where you have death, where you have life again. Consistently, it's this picture of resurrection. All of these stories come together to show the picture of the Lord Jesus' resurrection. And I just gave you a few, right? If you were to take time this week, if you take the challenge, I'm sure you could come up with page after page of pictures of resurrection. Now, what does that tell us? Well, we know for sure that the Hebrew Scriptures were written centuries before the Lord Jesus Christ was alive. We have the Dead Sea Scrolls, and those date to the 2nd century BCE, 200 years, 150 years before Christ. So, what do we make of that? Well, what we make of it is the resurrection has to be true. Why? Because every story in these books predicted it. Every story was saying the same thing. That's not just a coincidence. We can come from this recognizing, wow, wait a minute. The fact that every story says this, that every story has that same push, that shows us that there must be something to this. It wasn't as though a group of people came together and said, hey, you know what? We should make every story have the theme of resurrection. That didn't happen. Right? The people that wrote the scriptures, the Hebrew scriptures, wrote at different time periods, in different places, and in completely different circumstances. A lot of them never met each other or never even knew of each other. But you still have that common picture. And that's because it's true. The Lord Jesus Christ conquered death. And because of that, you and I can do so too. Thanks for listening, and I'll see you next time on the End of Week Encouragement podcast.